Linda, a Centenary Development Enabler for Baptists Together.
And I'm Helen Cameron, Research Fellow at the Centre for Baptist Studies at Regent's Park College, Oxford. Together, we are the co-leaders of Project Violet.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Project Violet podcast. Project Violet is a research project investigating women's experiences in ministry whilst developing women ministers. We are trying to understand better the theological, missional, and structural obstacles women ministers face and identify ways forward.
In this second season, we will introduce you to some of the women who have taken part in the project and the research they have done.
We hope that listening to these episodes will help you engage with the findings of the project, which can be found on the Project Violet website.
In this podcast episode, I'm talking to Amutha Devaraj. Welcome, Amutha.
Thank you for having us, me here with you. And it is a great opportunity to share the things you are going to ask to everyone. Yeah.
Thank you. Can you start by telling us what your current ministry role is?
I am currently the Baptist minister of the church in Ashes Drive Baptist Church. And the church is located in Gans Hill, and it is in Ilford, and it is in the northeast region in London Baptist.
Yeah. Okay, great. And perhaps you can just take us back and tell us a little bit about how you came into Baptist ministry.
Yeah, I'm originally from a Hindu background. So I came to this UK in 2008. I was baptized and I came to the Lord. And the ministry, it started in 2016, actually. And I came through Baptist accreditation process. I started as a minister in training in the local church where I have been from 2006 onwards, and God brought me an opportunity to serve in this way to the church I belong. And I started studying a theology course then in 2016 in Spurgeon's College. And then the same church called me as their NAM. And after 3 years of NAM here now, I'm serving in the same church as their fully accredited Baptist minister. And it is like working for home. I always say that. So it is a beautiful ministry God has opened for a Baptist church. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And you must then have had a life before you became a minister. Could you just briefly say what you were doing before you entered the ministry?
Yeah, before the ministry, I was a researcher. I worked in Japan after completing my PhD in material science back home in India. And in Japan, 7 to 8 years, I spent there in an academic way. And then we came here as a family together to the UK in 2005. And I was working in Imperial College in the material science department. And I was a researcher, and I did different research in material science and also civil and environmental science department. And then I worked in a green cement production company within Imperial College itself. So it was a long journey in the academic side. Mm-hmm. And 2016, I started having a calling from God asking, like, come and follow me. And I have been thinking, yes, Lord, I am following you, but in what capacity? I didn't understand. And then he called me and said, leave the net and follow me, what he said to Peter. Then it was affirming that I should leave what I am doing in a secular place and following him completely in this ministerial route. And I then started exploring in London Baptist and seeing what that call would be. And then slowly the doors were opening towards this church ministry, and then I identified this is the calling he has put in me. So I started following it, and slowly he has brought me through this journey. Mm. And I am here really enjoying serving him.
Mm. Well, it's wonderful to hear that story, and women come into ministry in so many different ways, and Thank you for sharing some of your own story with us. Now, you've got involved in Project Violet, for which we're very grateful. I'm wondering if you can say something about the question that you investigated in your Project Violet research.
Yeah, the topic I have chosen to do a research and to bring it into a discussion is understanding the journey into ministry for Asian women. And I would like to reflect my own personal journey into this ministry. That's why I chose this topic, like how the Asian women can see themselves putting forward into the ministry, church ministry. Mm-hmm. And this, during this course of Project Violet on this topic, that helped me to look back my own life and learn few things which I have experienced through this journey. And by sharing this with the other people, especially Asian women, I believe that this would enable them and kindle them to take a step forward to get into the ministry or any leadership role in the church ministry. Mm-hmm. So having that in mind, I thought, okay, this is the topic. I'm going to look on it. And since it is personally, I can reflect my own life. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be more easy to bring out the outcome into discussion. Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Now, you chose a particularly interesting way of doing it, which involved your local church. Can you say a bit about how you investigated your own sense of calling and an understanding of Asian women?
Yeah. Actually, I kept my story, my personal story of God's calling and calling into his salvation and then to his service as an anecdote of this project. Mm-hmm. And then I reflected on why not other many Asian women coming into ministry and what really stops them. Mm-hmm. I then did a research on existing, already available database to see how many Asian men firstly involved in the Baptist ministry and in the other white denominations as well. And seeing that result from the database research, that helped me to understand why women are in a very minority way, or you can count numbers that they are coming up into the ministerial calling. And this really assisted me to understand why women are unwilling to take up this ministerial calling. Then I involved the local church congregation, and I've chosen different age groups, different gender, and different ethical background to obtain their views about the Asian women in the ministry. And then I finally summarized all the outcome I have received, and then theologically reflecting on that and putting it forward, a few practical things that can be initiated at the end of the project, which will be really a supportive in the future.
So that's wonderful.
Research.
Mm-hmm. So you're giving people a really good foretaste of what's in your report, and we want people now to go away and read the research that you've done. Is there anything that you'd like to say to folk to encourage them to read the research that you've